Hi, I'm Dr. Fred Silva of Arcana Laboratories, coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas, with another installment of Throwback Thursday. A study of mesangial cells coming and going. As Heptonstall indicates in his first edition in 1966, and I quote, "The greatest disagreement concerning the structure of the glomerulus has centered around the existence of a supporting stalk and a third type of cell. It was believed in the past that there were only two types of cells in the tuft, the epithelial and the endothelial, and this view was expressed by no less an authority than von Mollendorf in 1927. Most concepts of glomerular disease up until that time were based upon this assumption." End of quote. It is interesting in that retracing the older history of the glomerulus, a young Swedish investigator, Axel Key, in 1860, presented a proposal that the glomerular epithelial cells arose from interstitial tissue that lay centrally within the glomerulus. He later traveled to Berlin to work with Virchow and von Recklinghausen, and then returned to become chair of pathologic anatomy at the Karolinska Institute. In 1865, he published another article on the circulation of the kidneys, reinforcing his view that connective tissue cells lay centrally within each glomerulus. He later persuaded Alfred Nobel to sponsor the Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine. By the turn of the century, as noted above, the idea that fibroblasts or other connective tissue cells were present in the center of the glomeruli gradually waned. Most early 20th century textbooks of histology did not even mention them. In 1933, Zimmermann performed extensive and detailed examinations of renal histology in Bern, Switzerland, and as a result of meticulous study, suggested that there was a supporting stalk for the glomerulus, which had been labeled as endothelial or deep endothelial cells. He termed these cells mesangial cells and called the supporting stalk the mesangium. That name comes from Greek, with meso meaning middle and angio or angion denoting the relationship to a vessel. Hence the term mesangium. He considered these cells to be of fibrocyte origin. McCallum of Johns Hopkins did not agree that any cell within the GBM or the glomerular capillary must be endothelial. Kimmelstil and Wilson, in their studies of the intercapillary lesion in the glomeruli of patients with diabetes, further strengthened the idea of a mesangial region. It was largely the result of electron microscopy that there was noted to be a third kind of cell in the glomerulus, the mesangial cell. It should be noted, however, that there remain dissenters who still believe that only two types of cells existed in the glomerulus. Dr. Arthur C. Allen, a very influential author of a standard American textbook on renal disease, continued, based upon scanning EM studies of some of his colleagues in Japan, to believe that there was no such thing as a mesangial region and claim that only endothelial cells existed within the basement membrane boundaries. The mesangial cells were not seen in their scanning EMs. Others, while denying the existence of distinctive cells, accepted that reticular fibers occurred in this region. Indeed, in the first flush of enthusiasm, to again quote Heptonstall, the electron microscopist denied the existence of a third cell, thinking it was really a deep endothelial cell. According to the great investigator Marilyn Farquhar in 1957, the axial cells were endothelial cells, perhaps partly buried beneath other endothelial cells so that they contact capillary lumens in only a portion of the margins. Several of the early electron microscopists specifically denied seeing mesangial cells. Finally, in 1955, Yamada in Seattle, then Suzuki in Japan, Harrison Latta in Los Angeles, and others finally found the mesangial cells. It is now widely accepted that the mesangial cell, in all its glory, does indeed exist. Kimmelstill and diabetes describe mesangial interposition and the intercapillary lesion in diabetes, that is, between capillaries, and not intracapillary, that is, within the capillaries. The mesangial cell serves a great many functions in health and disease. Some have suggested it is somewhat analogous to the smooth muscle cells surrounding blood vessels, only in the kidney surrounding the glomerular capillaries, first described in the 1660s by Malpighi. An additional cell type had finally been found in the glomerulus.
Thank you for listening. This podcast and more can be found in the iTunes and Google Play stores. For more information and educational programming like this, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, or visit us on the web at arcanalabs.com.